I invite Brother Bharati, Sister Shreya, Sister Monica, Girish Bhai, and Sister Tripti on stage. Yes, we can welcome our panelists today. And I think most of them we are introduced with. And I hand over the mic to Brother Girish, and he will take over and moderate the panel with all the questions. And it will be our own questions. हमारे मन में जो चल रहा है वो अभी हमें यहाँ से भी मिलेगा. And so this happens in spirituality. What I am really questioning or thinking or asking for myself, I can get the answer in spirituality. So Brother Girish here.
ओम शांति. थोड़ा प्यार से बोलिए, मुस्कुरा कर बोलिए, उमंग उत्साह से बोलिए. वंडरफुल. नमस्ते. हाथ जोड़ा सबने. ओके. गुड मॉर्निंग. इज योर मॉर्निंग गुड? वाई? ओके, वंडरफुल. ठीक है ना. आई विल नॉट क्वेश्चन दैट. I wish your entire morning, afternoon, evening, night, every moment is good. Friends, I welcome you to this beautiful gathering, what we call it as panel discussion. So instead of somebody giving you ideas, we will discuss. And I want your active participation in this beautiful discussion. And the topic for today's discussion happens to be a very beautiful term which is called as soul autonomy. Autonomy shabd ka bahut sare synonyms ho sakte hain. Like I was just referring to few. It sounds very simple. I mean the closest word that we can relate to autonomy is freedom. Or freedom se कुछ और भी बातें जो मेरे मन में आती है वो है इंडिपेंडेंस, आउट डिपेंडेंस, और दूसरा है इनडिपेंडेंस. इंडिपेंडेंस, लिबर्टी, सेल्फ रिलायंस, सेल्फ गवर्नेंस, सेल्फ लेजिस्लेशन. आई मीन दे वेरी ब्यूटिफुल वर्ड्स, बट एट टाइम्स व्हेन यू डीपली थिंक अबाउट इट, इट डजंट सीम सो सिंपल एज इट साउंड्स. इतना आसान नहीं है जैसे कि हमको समझ में आता है. So, आज का जो हमारा डिस्कशन है वो है ऑटोनॉमी ऑफ वॉट? ऑटोनॉमी ऑफ द सोल. अब इस डिस्कशन के लिए हमारे पास बहुत अच्छे एक्सपर्ट पैनलिस्ट हैं. जब हम एक्सटर्नल फ्रीडम की बात करते हैं तो जनरली पॉलिटिकली और सोशली जो बातें हमारे मन में आती है, दैट इज फ्रीडम ऑफ स्पीच, फ्रीडम ऑफ बिलीफ, फ्रीडम टू एक्सप्रेस वन सेल्फ, freedom of movement, freedom to choose our religion, etc., etc., whatever is there in the preamble of the constitution. Under article 21 we have so many freedoms, our responsibility and duties. And it is very beautifully said, our understanding of true freedom gives us insight into what motivates us. To mera jo motivation hai, that is derived from the exact understanding of freedom. And what I could make out is there are three types of freedom. One, freedom from all types of constraints which creates bondages of the soul. Number two is freedom to do what we want. Freedom from all the constraints, freedom to do what we want. And the third and the most important, and that's what I think we will be discussing more, and that is freedom to be. Be happy, be peaceful. And freedom to be means who we are or what we are meant to be. उसका भी चॉइस हमारे पास है. इसीलिए एक फ्रेंच फिलोसोफर ने बहुत अच्छी बात कही थी, मैन इज बॉर्न फ्री एंड एवरीवेयर ही इज इन चेन्स. जन्म ही फ्री है, बाकी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटीज, स्ट्रगल्स, लाइफ इज फुल ऑफ स्ट्रगल. I mean, I really like this. Man is born free and everywhere he is in chains. Societal chains, mental chains. And Mahatma Gandhi said a very beautiful thing, friends. Life without liberty is like a body without spirit. I mean, it's as good as you are dead. Hum jee to rahe hain, lekin usme jaan nahi hai. Because I don't have the right to choose what I want. So today we will speak about a free soul, a liberated soul, a soul autonomy. So friends, give a big round of applause. Let's welcome our esteemed panelists. आपने इनको पहले सुन भी लिया है, उनसे मिल भी लिया है, but फिर भी a small little brief introduction. We have Sister Tripti, a big round of applause for her. She is Vice President UK Retail Bank Operations. She has almost around 20 years of meditation experience. Very beautiful, and I was a little surprised when I found this about her, that she was a cricketer and she has played in the nationals also. She was a manager of the Australian women's cricket team in World Cup 1999-2000. She has written a book on Srimad Bhagavad Gita. She does a lot of talk shows, radio shows like Problems, Ko Bhai Karo, Happiness on Disha TV and many more other network. We have Sister Monica. I want you to give another big round of applause. I'll not get into the details of it. I have a different way to, you know, introduce her. She's a women entrepreneur, a brand storyteller, a transformational leader, strategic and transformation leader. Thank you so much, sister, for joining us. Sister Shreya, मैं बहुत समय से sister को जानता हूँ. Specifics में मैं नहीं जाता हूँ. I'll make it very easy. She is one who makes life easy, simple, and doable. She understands the behavioral aspect of what life is. We have Brother Bharte with us. If I need to put him in few lines, he's an organizer, thinker, designer, scientist, worked with ISRO, currently a director with Blueberry Semiconductors. Thank you so much, brother, for being here. So let's begin with making today's topic little easy. So whom I am going to pose this question to? क्या बात है सर, आप जागृत अवस्था में, बहुत अच्छा, ठीक है ना. तो इजी के लिए श्रेया बहन है. इससे पहले कि हम ये शुरू करें, वन मिनट ऑफ साइलेंस में हम बैठ सकते हैं. ओके, एंड आई यू नो लास्ट 10 मिनट्स विल बी एन ओपन यू नो सेशन वेर इन यू कैन ऑल्सो पोस्ट क्वेश्चन. सो थोड़ा साइलेंस में बैठकर आई मीन डेलिबरेट अबाउट व्हाट सोल पावर इज. वन मिनट ऑफ साइलेंस. Om Shanti. I'll start with a very beautiful experience I had a couple of years back, so that it sets the context at the right place for Sister Shreya. मैं अहमदाबाद जेल में, हमारा एक वैल्यू एजुकेशन का प्रोग्राम चलता था और उसका कॉन्वोकेशन सेरेमनी था. सो आई वॉज ऑल्सो इन्वाइटेड देयर. सो जो जेलर ब्रदर थे उन्होंने, आई मीन ही वॉज अ वेरी जोवियल काइंड ऑफ अ पर्सन, और उन्होंने हमको बताया कि गिरीश भाई, हमारे जेल में, वैसे भारत के जेल में दो प्रकार के कैदी होते हैं. किसी को आइडिया है? आई मीन आप लोग क्यों आइडिया रखेंगे, ठीक है ना. आई मीन अ रॉन्ग क्वेश्चन, आई मीन जस्ट आउट ऑफ क्यूरियोसिटी, ठीक है. कुछ लोग, मैं पूछता, बोला आपको हमको यही लगते हैं क्या, हम ऐसे ही दिखते हैं क्या, जो ऐसे प्रश्न पूछ रहे हो, ठीक है, दैट्स ओके. मैं आपकी जैसे ही था, मुझे भी कुछ आइडिया नहीं था. मैंने कहा सर मुझे नहीं पता कितने प्रकार के कैदी होते हैं. बोला हमारे पास दो प्रकार के कैदी होते हैं गिरीश भाई. मैंने कहा बताइए. बोला एक कैदी जिनको हम कच्चे कैदी कहते हैं, और कच्चे कैदी पता कैसे होते हैं, आपके जैसे जो रंगीन कपड़ों में बैठते हैं, मतलब उनपे ट्रायल चल रहा है, उनको कोर्ट जाना पड़ता है, दे कैन वेयर कलर्ड क्लोथ्स. मैंने कहा अच्छा. और बोला दूसरे कैदी गिरीश भाई आपकी तरह. हंस क्यों रहे हैं आप लोग? गलत बात है. मतलब यहां पर मैं अकेला नहीं हूं, ये भी हैं साथ में. आई एम सो हैप्पी. ठीक है. तो मैंने कहा वो क्यों? बोले पक्के कैदी वो होते हैं जिनको सेंटेंस दे दिया गया है, उनको सजा सुना दी गई है, और उनको व्हाइट व्हाइट ड्रेस. तो काफी लोग व्हाइट ड्रेस में भी थे. और फिर देन व्हेन द माइक वाज हैंडेड ओवर टू मी, मैंने कहा जेलर साहब आपके जेल में दो प्रकार के कैदी नहीं, दो प्रकार के तपस्वी हैं. एक तपस्वी जो कलर ड्रेस में है, ठीक है ना, और एक तपस्वी जो पक्के तपस्वी हैं व्हाइट में हैं. जैसे ही मैंने ये तपस्वी कहा ना, वो जो पूरे व्हाइट वाले जो कैदी भाई थे ना, दे गेव मी अ स्टैंडिंग ओवेशन. ठीक है. बोला पहली बार हमको कोई कैदी से तपस्वी कह रहा है. मैंने कहा बस इनमें और मेरे में अंतर इतना है कि एक ही जगह पर बैठ के अनेकों वर्षों तक तपस्या करते हैं, मैं घूम घूम कर तपस्या करता हूं, अंतर इतना ही है. तब वो जो एक तपस्वी भाई थे, उन्होंने कहा गिरीश भाई आपके लिए मैं कुछ चंद लाइनें सुनाना चाहता हूं. सिस्टर श्रेया इसको सुनिए, और मैं चाहूंगा कि सोल ऑटोनॉमी थोड़ा सा हमको बताएं विद प्रस्पेक्टिव टू लाइफ. बिलीव मी फ्रेंड्स, मैंने जो एक डेढ़ घंटा वहां बात किया था, वो जो तपस्वी भाई थे, फ्यू पोएटिक फॉर्म में उन्होंने चंद लाइनों में एक्सप्रेस कर दिया. एंड यू नो आई वुड लाइक टू कोट व्हाट ही सेड, एंड आई डेडिकेट दिस पर्टिकुलर कोट टू हिम ओनली बिकॉज ही वाज सच अ फैंटास्टिक पर्सन. उन्होंने कहा गिरीश भाई आप जिंदगी के बारे में बात कर रहे थे, और उन्होंने कहा मैं बताता हूं जिंदगी क्या है. मैंने कहा बताइए. उन्होंने कहा जिंदगी कुछ तो चली गई सोचने में, जिंदगी कुछ तो चली गई सोचने में, कुछ तो चली गई कोसने में, बाकी बची है भौंकने में, खुद कोशिश क्यों नहीं कर लेते इसे रोकने में, कितना वक्त लगेगा इसे टोकने में. ब्रेक लगाने में एक सेकेंड लगता है. अगर ऐसा हुआ रोक पाए टोक पाए तो पता चलेगा गिरीश भाई बचा कितना है घोंसले में, हाउ मच टाइम हमारे जीवन में है और हम क्या कर रहे हैं. श्रेया बहन, मैं चाहता हूं कि सोल ऑटोनॉमी आपके अंडरस्टैंडिंग में, जीवन के प्रस्पेक्टिव से, इन जनरल व्हाट्स योर अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ सोल ऑटोनॉमी?
Om Shanti. When you listen to Igirish Bhai, you have to really concentrate on the question because it's so entertaining and you just lose. And the best part is with Igirish Bhai, you can come in the present moment, right? He's engaging. I sometimes tell him you're a full package. There is newness, entertainment, knowledge, everything.
The most important thing is missing, but...
No, that just tells us that we can like without this also. And beauty is not skin deep.
Yeah.
So soul autonomy for me, I feel is, you know, when you can choose to think what you want to think, how much you want to think, what you want to think, because all of us have come to this realization that nothing outside is much in our control. It's very little. Situations are not in our control. How other people are going to behave is also not in our control. Now even environment is not in our control. So what is in our control? And all the time we are trying to control other people. We are trying to control that other people behave our way. But soul autonomy is when you bring the attention to the self and you realize that when you take care of yourself, everything else will automatically fall in place, which God says that self-transformation leads to world transformation. So when you have complete control over yourself, which means your thoughts, your feelings, what you want to speak,
what you want to do, then you don't have to control people. They get inspired by you. So it's not about telling people what to do, controlling them, forcing them, wanting them to behave in a certain way. They say the best form of leadership is by an example. So when you bring all the attention on the self and you take care of yourself and you feel that liberation, then automatically people around you will get inspired and gradually they will also feel liberated in your company.
Sister Shriya, when I was listening to this, I mean, you will also agree with me, in a professional context, you know, it sounds little difficult. Chalo, in general, to theek hai, I can't control anybody. But then, in a professional environment, there are certain targets, there are certain responsibility. You have been given certain responsibility to get the work done. So comes my next question, Sister Tripti, because you work in a professional environment, and especially in the IT sector, I want to know your understanding of soul autonomy in context of a professional life, wherein I'm working in the professional world, and I have to work, I have to get work done from others, I have to take responsibilities, I'm accountable, I'm answerable to the senior staff, there are certain targets, certain timelines. Keeping all this in mind, how does soul autonomy work? आपके लिए मैंने प्रश्न पूछा, ताली तो बजा ही सकते थे. ठीक है,
प्रश्न पूछने पे ताली बजाएंगे या उत्तर देने पे ताली बजाएंगे?
आपको चाहिए तो आप बजवा दीजिएगा, मुझे चाहिए था तो मैंने बजवा दिया था. ठीक है ना, मैंने कहा सिंपल एज दैट. ठीक है, दीदी नहीं कहा ना, तो यू हैव द राइट टू थिंक टू से, तो मैंने तो कर दिया, मेरे को ताली चाहिए था.
यू ऑल्सो हैव द राइट टू चूज व्हेन टू क्लैप, तो हो सकता है.
Okay. I understand myself and Bharati bhai, we are in minority, lekin phir bhi
aap diversity ban gaye.
Chaliye didi, please.
Okay.
Soul autonomy.
Yeah. Now that I know I am a soul, not a body. I am an energy that drives this body. And because I am an IT professional, and so are many of those who are around, and I would like to take the liberty, and with permission from each one of you, may I compare I, the soul, with a computer. Yeah. So what does a computer have good? So I can see some of the thumbs raising. Thank you very much. So when we say what a computer, right? CPU, what does CPU do? Processing, threads. Memory, right? And storage, where a lot of stuff is stored. And who am I? Mind, intellect, resolve. What does mind do? Thinking. A lot of threads, right? I keep thinking all the time. Be lagam ghoda hai, jo bhagta rehta hai. Right? That's what I am. CPU. Then memory. I've got temporary memory. Kuch aisi baatein hoti hai jo hum jaldi bhul jate hain. Then I've got permanent storage as well, right? 20 साल पहले तुमने मेरे साथ ऐसा किया था, and I still remember that permanent storage, right? कुछ ऐसे घटनाएं होती हैं, it's hard to difficult, that's permanent storage, right? So if I compare myself with a CPU, right? We as IT professionals, I think we spend most of our lives maintaining the systems, don't we? Our budgets, right? हाँ, एक्सटर्नल यू नो फंक्शनल रिक्वायरमेंट्स के लिए भी बजट होता है, बट अ लॉट ऑफ इट गोज इनटू मेंटेनेंस ऑफ द एग्जिस्टिंग आईटी सिस्टम, इफ यू अग्री. हमेशा हम क्या करते हैं, आर्काइविंग, पर्जिंग, हाउसकीपिंग, साफ करते रहते हैं, क्लीनिंग, राइट, ओल्ड गार्बेज क्लीनिंग करते रहते हैं. व्हाई? बिकॉज वी वॉन्ट टू मेंटेन द सिस्टम्स इन हेल्दी कंडीशन, डोंट वी? ताकि ये सालों साल चले, गिव अस डिजायर्ड आउटकम, राइट. एंड हु एम आई? सोल. हम सारी जिंदगी कंप्यूटर को साफ करने में लगा देते हैं. हाउ अबाउट दिस कंप्यूटर, माय ओन सेल्फ, राइट? सो आई थिंक व्हेन आई टॉक अबाउट सोल ऑटोनॉमी, द वे आई लुक एट इट इज, I am the one who is accountable, responsible for cleaning my system. At the same time, I take charge of cleaning my CPU. Jitna bhi hamare paas rehta hai, subah uthte hi kya hota hai? Oh, so many EMIs, right? Car EMI, home loan EMI, iske saath biwi ke saath padta nahi hai. So many backlog processes chal rahi hai. And with these processes, I go to work. Kaam ko kitna capacity milegi? Itni choti si capacity. And how do I demonstrate output with that? Nahi. So with soul autonomy, what do I do is cleaning of my own self. Sare thoughts, CPU, clean it up in the morning. Memory, jitna bhi garbage stored hai memory mein, storage mein, sab clean karna hai with meditation. And now when I go to office, with everything pre-cleaned up, right? Full CPU, jo utilize karna hai karo for your work. Pura storage aapke liye hai, memory aapke liye hai. Do whatever. Jo kaam 8 ghante mein hona hai, I can deliver this in 4 hours, right? So increase in productivity. So this in my mind, probably I took a bit longer, but I couldn't stop myself. I'm an IT professional, easily goes, you know, it goes back to the work that I do. So I think if I do what I do to my system, my work, I do it for my own self. I am in charge of my own self. I am a liberated soul. I am an energized and much powerful soul.
Fantastic. Too good, too good. Mere liye bhi jo taali bajaya tha, wo bhi inke liye dedicated. Theek hai? I mean, I really appreciate that answer. Bharti bhai, you are a organizer, thinker, scientist. And at the same time, you are in a very senior position. What, according to you, is soul autonomy from a professional context?
Okay, Om Shanti. So, since you put me different titles to me, so I am thinking from one perspective, this soul autonomy. Basically, as you have defined well, and sister also defined about the independence, freedom, and thinking about it. To me, it looks like that as a soul autonomy, how I am becoming a responding personality over than more than a reacting personality actually. So if I have my own autonomy, I should be able to use my own inbuilt resources to respond to multiple or diversified situations where we are going to play our roles actually. Multiple roles we'll play at different places, at different situations. And each situation may come with some many challenges. So when challenges are coming, if I have my autonomy in place with me, then I should be able to utilize and apply those resources which is owned by me. Not what I have inherited from anybody, but I should use my own resources and I should be able to apply the solution for that. As a soul, we all know that you might have heard about it. So many resources we have inbuilt with it actually, right? Including peace, happiness, those things are built in with us actually. So at any situations, we should not lose our resources. If I lose it, then I lost my autonomy actually, right? So to retain my autonomy, and if I am able to apply it at any time, then that is soul autonomy for me actually.
आप हमेशा इतना difficulty answer देते हैं.
Sorry.
मतलब difficult in the sense, so difficult to practice, right? Exercise, response rather than reaction. I mean, I'll come to it. Wait, how to make it easy? I'll come to.
Yeah.
It.
I can tell you also how to make it easy.
Fantastic.
Yes.
I'll go to women leader. I'm looking at Monica sister as a women leader here. Okay. I mean, leader could be back at home also. Housewife is a leader, not necessarily in the corporate context or a business context. So as a women leader who is running the show, maybe at family, in business, managing people, taking decisions, and when you take decisions, your decision does not only matter to the profit and loss or the productivity of the organization, it impacts lives. It impacts people also. From that perspective, sister, what does soul autonomy means to you?
Om Shanti. Very beautiful question asked by brother. Soul autonomy, if I tell you in ek shabd mein, swarajya, becoming the ruler of self. Now interestingly, ruler can be of any quality. There are kings who were self-sovereign and they have ruled for years, not just people, not just kingdoms, but they have ruled the hearts of people also. While on the other side, there are rulers jo gulam ki tarah rahe. So soul autonomy is a manifestation. It's a manifestation, what I want, how I want, how much I want, and when I want. So I know to use these powers. And very rightly said by sister, teen aur paanch ka khel hai. Kehte na, humare saath baat karte hue, teen paanch mat karna. Lekin khel hi sara teen paanch ka hai. Teen gyanendriya aur paanch karmendriya. I the soul, I have three powers. Mind, intellect and resolve. Constantly chal rahi hai machine. You see? For using a simple mixie, I today need a manual. Kaise use karu? Similarly, soul autonomy mein, constantly the thoughts are working. We know the science has proven very clearly, 95% are negative, waste, useless, past. But the moment I am becoming a sovereign king, I know how to use it and become a leader. So, a leader becomes automatically visionary hota hai. He knows what has to be created. Sari powers hain. If you're running an organization, organization is a mix of so many things. Lekin jo autonomous soul hai na, I'm talking about the perfection. He knows he has the complete control. He doesn't come in influence of penny, pride, possession, people, unke surroundings, nothing is impacting. He or she is able to take the decision in the perfect way. So for me, soul autonomy is becoming the self-sovereign king. Using these three and creating a lovely, you know, outcome from the five. And what are these five? The panch karmendriye. Through which I am speaking, through which I am listening, through which I am seeing, and what I am creating constantly. So for me, that is soul autonomy.
Fantastic. A big round of applause. So if I have to summarize the answer to my first question, what does soul autonomy means from different perspective, few words, friends. Number one is the controlling and ruling power mere hath mein hona chahiye of our subtle organs as well as the external organs. Number two, as brother mentioned, it's being willingly responding to a situation rather than reacting. Shreya Ben mentioned about to think, to feel, to do what is right for the self. And Tripti Ben mentioned about you take so much of time, energy to clean, process the CPU. Similar, you do it to yourself. That's soul autonomy. Fantastic. So one thing common that comes to my mind is, again said by Gandhiji, no one outside ourselves can rule us inwardly. I repeat, no one outside ourselves can rule us inwardly. When we know this, we become free. It's as simple as that. So when we are aware of it and we can exercise that power, then we become free. Again, Gandhiji mentioned, I am no bird and no net ensnares me. I am free human being with an independent will, the willingness. And the more I dwell upon this willingness and enhance my willpower, I think soul autonomy becomes very easy. Before I go on to the second question as to how, you know, this will benefit us in our daily life, I am reminded of a very beautiful story, because this happens to be the 75th year of Amrit Mahotsav of independence, that we became free from the clutches of the British Empire. I'm reminded of a very beautiful story. Gandhiji, in his early days of, in South Africa, there was a Smuts law. And according to the Smuts law, no marriage other than a Christian marriage was considered legal. So a Hindu marriage, they would not consider you as a husband and wife. A policeman can walk into your dwelling, they will not even call it as a home, and can barge into your home. Your privacy is questioned. Every Indian must be fingerprinted like criminals. I mean, these were the laws against the Indians. And Gandhiji in his early days stood up, gathered a lot of Indians, and they started, working against it. And when Gandhiji was mentioning all these things, that you have to be fingerprinted like a criminal, so one of the, participant, unhone kaha ki, kill a few English officers, then they will know before setting up certain laws. He was so much enraged listening to that particular law. Lekin Gandhiji ne kaha, I am asking here to fight against their injustice, but in no way I am prepared to kill anybody. I was very clear, in no way I am prepared to kill anybody. When he said this, there was another participant, unhone Gandhi ji ko challenge kiya. Aur Gandhi ji ne kaha, we will fight. They may break our bones, they may hit us, they may take our positions, but in no way I am prepared to kill anybody or to hit anybody back. Tab ek participant ne Gandhi ji ko pucha, Gandhi ji, have you ever been to a jail? Wo torture karte humko, maarte hain, peette hain. Aap kabhi gaye ho kya? Yahan khade hokar baat karna bahut aasan hai. And this is a very powerful statement, famous statement of Gandhiji. And Gandhiji said, they may torture us, they may break my bones, they may even kill me. Now that's the beautiful last line. Then they will have my dead body, not my obedience, not my self-respect, if I've decided not to give it to them. Now this is what Gandhiji was, the man who was instrumental in giving us an independent India. Ek aur Bapu ji hai, supreme Bapu ji hai, is aare vishv ka. Aur wo Bapu ji bhi aakar humko aisa hi ek will power deta hai, wherein we are very, very, strong with our, value system. And jaise resources ki baat Bharti bhai keh rahe the. So, kahan se hum ye will power lekar aaye, kaise lekar aaye? Lekin usse pehle, I'll go into the second round. I have a very simple question. Why should I be thinking of soul autonomy? Chal raha hai na, chalne do na. Log gussa karte hain. Kitne log hain yahan pe jo gussa nahi karte hain? Bahut sare log gussa karte hain. Sab logon ka jeevan jaisa chal raha hai, chalne do. Sab busy hain apne life mein. Agar soul autonomy important hai, so now I want to hear from the panelists. What benefits do I get if I become a free soul? What benefits do I get in my daily life, in my work life? Or else if I'm a leader, how does it help me? So I'll start with Shreya Ben first. Shreya Ben, kya farak pad jayega soul power ya soul ko autonomy milne se? Hamare general life mein kya benefit milega?
You've answered, we become free. We don't suffer anymore. Nothing much changes outside. People are the same way. But they can insult us, they can be rude, they can also be violent. But when I have complete freedom here, there is no suffering. And then I'm like, then people will take me for granted. What are you teaching us that we take all kind of injustice?
Sister, Monday to Friday I suffer, Saturday, Sunday I enjoy. I mean, it's good enough for me.
If you suffer Monday to Friday, it will become a sanskar, then even work from home will be a suffering. It becomes a nature, you know. What is suffering? The suffering is that anybody who is there cannot enter my mind and create a thought for me, na? So when I have that kind of freedom and I choose what to think, then the first thing is, you know, we are always thinking about how to take revenge or how to teach them or how to change them or how to transform them. But it's very important to first protect yourself. And when we say we are not suffering, it is not always that they are right. It is not always that they are right. But I have decided that even if you are wrong, I will not allow you to create pain here. I will not allow you to create disturbance here. I am not so emotionally weak that you can create hurt here. That is the first step. That is the first thing, that you may not be right. It could be simple thing like you are coming late to the office. Sanskar aapka hai. Saja kisko mil rahi hai roz? Sanskar aapka hai na? There could be somebody in the office who comes late every day. Now we are saying, should we just accept? So when we say we should just accept, we are not accepting that coming late is right. We are just accepting that at this moment, because I can't change them, let me take care of myself. And also because brother has been referring again and again to Gandhiji, that is what Gandhiji taught us, hate the sin, not the sinner. So I first take care of myself, because the disturbance here is, you are the cause of my pain. If somebody is coming late, not doing things properly, I think you are the cause of my pain. So internally I tell myself, no, my negative thinking is the cause of my pain. And I take care of myself and I have lot of good wishes for the other person, because I only hate the sin. I don't hate the sinner. I don't hate the person. I only hate their one wrong weakness. One weakness, no? But I like the person. I like their qualities. I like them. So I take care of myself and I radiate positive energy, respect, acceptance to the soul. And that respect and acceptance will give the power to the soul to change. So when I take that charge, I don't suffer. I take care of myself. I radiate love, respect and acceptance. And I empower the other person to change that one little thing that they have in them. So don't self-abuse. And don't then continuously think negative about other people.
Good. Tripti Men, I mean, how do you do it, you know, in a professional environment?
Sure. So soul economy and soul autonomy, right? Two things here. If I talk about soul autonomy, what are the benefits? I think that's the question. Or is there any difference, right? Does it at all make any difference in my day life? And I think to answer this question, it is important for me to understand how does my day look like, right? And I'm sure, I think it's similar, typical day, right, for any IT professional. And many of us, right, will probably synergize with this kind, right, of commonalities we have in our day life. So anything we do, office mein hum kya karte hain, right? Typical set of activities. Waterfall model ho, agile ho, but kya hoga? Set of activities remain the same. Requirements gathering analysis, right? How many of us do this kind of a role here? Requirements? We've got quite a lot. Very good. So I think I'm sure you're gonna resonate with that, right? Requirements aati hain, kabhi kachhi, kabhi pakki, kabhi thodi zyada pakki, hota hai, right? But we do write an SRS, deliver kar dete hain, with a list of rates, assumptions, dependencies, constraints, right? A requirement could be, ek animal hai, four-legged animal, do aankhein, ek naak, ek muh, do kaan, kaale rang ka, pooch hai, right? So, requirement specification is done, but if, but, else, right? Dependencies. What are these? Chota bhi ho sakta hai, bada bhi ho sakta hai.
बड़ा है तो क्या है, हाथी है, छोटा है तो क्या है, माउस है. सो ऑल दैट टाइप ऑफ, बट वी डू डिलीवर व्हाट इज एक्सपेक्टेड, राइट. जाता है डिजाइन के पास, ओ माय गॉड, हाउ मेनी डिजाइनर्स आर्किटेक्ट्स हियर, वेरी गुड, एंड विद दिस काइंड ऑफ रिक्वायरमेंट्स, बट यू डू डिलीवर. आई एम श्योर ऑल ऑफ अस वी डू डिलीवर, इट्स जस्ट दैट डिलीवरी डेट मिस हो जाती है, पर हम डिलीवर जरूर कर देते हैं. They design, deliver a design. It now goes into development phase. How many developers do we? Oh, very good, quite a lot. Good, good, good. Aap, these are the poor guys. Pata nahi hai inko chuha banana hai ki hathi banana hai. Par ye bana zarur dete. We do deliver. Karte hai deliver? Aisa koi hai jo kehta hai nahi deliver karte? We do deliver, right? And then testing, and then we go live, and finally, jo bhi live jata hai, then who production support? Anybody? Very good. So you know the pain, right? Chuha aayega, to bolenge hathi ka kaam karao. Life mein. Hathi aayega, bola ki nahi chuhe ka, but hum kuch na kuch to kar dete hain. Customer ko support de dete hain, right? So that's the beauty. We do what is expected, right? Quality gets compromised at times, timelines get missed. Now back, coming back to the question, how does soul autonomy play a part in this whole day, right? A day of an IT professional. जब मुझे ऐसा लगता था, there was a time at some point of time, right? बॉस ने कुछ कहा, my God, इससे बुरा दिन तो हो नहीं सकता, right? Peers, कोई आगे बढ़ गया, मैं पीछे रह गया, oh no, इससे, I mean, what a day it is, right? How can I bear all that? होता था, there was a time. अपसेट हो जाते थे, वी यूज टू गेट हर्ट, वी यूज टू फील जेलस, वी यूज टू यू नो फील वेरी अनहैप्पी, ऑल दैट हैड टू हैपन. जब से सोल मेडिटेशन की प्रैक्टिस स्टार्ट की, राइट, एंड व्हाट डू वी डू एवरी डे मॉर्निंग, लाइक आई सेड, क्लीनिंग अप, सोल ऑटोनॉमी, राइट, वी कनेक्ट आई दी सोल, कनेक्ट विद सुप्रीम सोल, गेट द पावर. बैटरी क्या करती है, आई चार्ज माई सेल्फ इन द मॉर्निंग, राइट, बैटरी गेट्स चार्ज. और मोबाइल में क्योंकि बैटरी इज चार्ज, तो सारा दिन मोबाइल क्या करता है, इट वर्क्स एज एक्सपेक्टेड, इट डिलीवर्स यू, राइट. नहीं चार्ज करेंगे, व्हाट इफ आई डोंट डू दैट, तो क्या होगा, लाइक वी सेड, इतनी प्रोसेसेस रन कर रही हैं, और उन प्रोसेसेस में एक छोटी सी प्रोसेस मेरे वर्क की प्रोसेस जो मैं डाल देती हूँ, एंड देन एम आई डूइंग जस्टिस टू माई जॉब, प्रॉब्ली नॉट, राइट. तो वेन आई experience meditation, I do that cleaning, I, you know, give my entire day to my work, when at work, work, when at home, I don't carry work home, that's where I able to be myself more productive, team ke saath relationship improves, right, delivery improves, and obviously, right, quality of life, more important, office mein bhi hai, every moment is worth enjoying, isn't it not? So every moment I start enjoying, I enjoy my work because I am an autonomous soul. Thank you.
Fantastic. Very nice. Monica Ben, because you are in a leadership position, it is generally said that boss is always right. And the basis of boss is always right comes from a genesis of sheer ego, ठीक है, और उसको मैं बहुत स्पेसिफिकली आपको बताता हूँ, दिस इज वेयर द बॉन्डेज इज, यू हैव टू हेल्प अस हाउ टू बी फ्री फ्रॉम इट, बिकॉज सोल ऑटोनॉमी इज ऑल अबाउट फ्रीडम. सो आई एम ऑपरेटिंग फ्रॉम दिस कॉन्शियसनेस, आई एम ऑलवेज राइट, बिकॉज आई एम अ डिसीजन मेकर, आई एम इन द सीनियर पोजिशन, और आई एम अ फादर, आई एम अ हस्बैंड, आई एम अ वाइफ. नंबर टू, दे शुड डू वॉट आई वॉन्ट देम टू डू. Now, this causes a lot of stress, pressure, जैसे श्रेया बेन कह रहे थे, then I start reacting, जैसे भारती भाई कह रहे थे. How, what would you recommend, or how do I be free from this?
These are the common emotions when you're in an organization, and that too at a leading position. These are a lot of times that, you know, I feel that I am the best, I know the best. I'm seeing the things from the top. इनको क्या पता है, मुझे सब पता है, मुझे चलाना होता है. So you know this I, which is the ego, which is the state of not being soul autonomous, but actually this is a state of body autonomous, you know, I. So there are two things that we need to understand. One is I, which is the driver within, and second is the car, which is being driven. So invariably and normally we are in our body conscious state kyunki hame pata hi nahi tha aaye ke bare mein. And as a result, why we all are here? Because whatever we were doing in our professional life, in our personal life, we were doing those things well, but karte karte kahin na kahin थोड़ा सा स्ट्रेस, थोड़ी सी इरिटेशन, थोड़ा सा चिड़चिड़ापन, थोड़ी सी खींच एंड बहुत सारा गुस्सा एंड बहुत सारी एक्सपेक्टेशंस. सो ये सब चीजें मिक्स होते हुए, लाइक ही वॉज आस्किंग दैट एट पांच दिन ये और उसके बाद दो दिन, तो पांच दिन विक्टिम बनेंगे, छठे सातवें दिन मल्लम पट्टी करेंगे तो मल्लम पट्टी में ही सारी जिंदगी निकल गई ना. So why not I am doing all these things, but I am constantly taking care of my own self. So when I am a person, jisko swarajya adhikari kehte hain, do shabd bhi kyun bole, let's use economy, soul autonomous means swarajya adhikari. So I become a good listener, automatically. I become, you know, an appreciator. I appreciate you, I listen to you, and when my machine, my car, my thought process is just going very slow, I am able to take decisions beautifully. Because a relaxed soul, a meditative soul, automatically uske jo sankalp hain wo kam honge, lekin quality bahut wonderful hogi. तभी कहते ना कि जो संत होते हैं उनके शब्द शब्द नहीं रहते, वो महावाक्य बन जाते हैं. When you know leaders, you don't see them all around flocking like this, you see them, you know, once in a while. Similarly, for us to be a good leader, we have to be a self sovereign soul. We all wish to be successful. We all want to be great achievers. So mark my words today. We have to glue our intention with imagination. Glue your intention with imagination and put a do not disturb board outside, my dear friends. And that's when you become a leader. You become an achiever, because people outside, situations outside will not go my way. You have to keep yourself away from just four things if we really want to lead today. And those simple four things are: let us get free from our past. पहले तो ऐसा होता था, मेरे साथ तो हमेशा ऐसा हुआ है. लेट्स गेट फ्री फ्रॉम आवर पास्ट. सेकेंड थिंग, मेरा बिलीफ सिस्टम. मेरा बिलीफ ये कहता है, हमने तो यही देखा है, लेट गो. तीसरी चीज, लोग क्या कहेंगे. इसके लिए मैं हमेशा कहती हूं, कुछ तो लोग कहेंगे. लोगों का तो काम है कहना, आप करते जाइए, करते जाइए. एंड चौथी चीज, फॉर अस टू बी गुड लीडर्स, इज लेट गो ऑफ दीज वर्ल्डली अट्रैक्शंस, मटीरियलिस्टिक अट्रैक्शंस. आई वुड नॉट से वर्ल्डली अट्रैक्शंस, बट दीज आर मटीरियलिस्टिक अट्रैक्शंस. बिकॉज द मोमेंट यू लेट गो ऑफ ऑल दीज थिंग्स, बिलीव यू मी, ऑटोमेटिकली सेल्फ सॉवरन सोल है, यू सी थिंग्स एज दे आर एंड नॉट एज यू वॉन्ट टू सी देम टू बी. कहते ना, सावन के अंधे को हरा ही हरा दिखता है. आपने हरे रंग का चश्मा पहन लिया एंड यू ट्राइंग टू सी द थिंग्स, इट्स ऑल ग्रीन. इफ यू वॉन्ट टू सी द वर्ल्ड एज इट इज, यूल हैव टू रिमूव दैट चश्मा दैट यू आर वेयरिंग. सो दैट्स फॉर मी ब्रदर, इज यू नो the real leadership.
Great. Thank you so much. Before I move on to brother, ये जो sister ने belief system के लिए कहा था, and I set the context in a professional environment, and it's very, very deep rooted, friends. Now my question is, how do I become free from that deep rooted belief system? Let me tell you what that belief system is. When I was in the second standard, and it happened to me, when I was in the second standard, I was not very good in academics. Bahut masti karta tha, and my mama used to get little irritated, padho, 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 and I did not used to study. And the difference was, mummy ka standard of padho, padho was to sit in one place and study, which boys unlikely would not do it. Girls would definitely do it, और मम्मी बोलती थी दीदी को देखो कितना देर बैठ के पढ़ती है, हम चलते फिरते उठते खाते पीते पढ़ते, उनको नहीं समझ में आता था, उनका डेफिनेशन है बैठ के पढ़ो. एनीवे, अब हम तो अपने मर्जी के मालिक थे, लेकिन एग्जाम के जब दिन नजदीक आए तो मम्मी का फ्रस्ट्रेशन लेवल अपने हाईएस्ट पॉइंट पे चला गया. दिस इज द फर्स्ट टाइम द लिटिल वन इज एंजॉयिंग, या क्योंकि वो मम्मी को बोल रहा तुम्हारे बारे में कह रहे हैं, ठीक है ना, ध्यान से सुनो. आई होप इज नॉट एंगेज विद द मोबाइल फोन. एनीवे, तो मैं तो पढ़ता नहीं था, मम्मी ने कहा शियर फ्रस्ट्रेशन में, कहा तेरे को कितना मार्क्स मिलेगा, कल एग्जाम था. एंड क्योंकि आईटी लैंग्वेज में मेरा हार्ड डिस्क खाली था, बचपन में हमारा हार्ड डिस्क खाली रहता है, बड़े होते होते 500 जीबी का हार्ड डिस्क में 600 जीबी कचरा होता है, वो क्लीन ही नहीं किया ना, वो जो कह रहे थे ठीक है. अब मेरा तो खाली था, मम्मी ने मुझसे पूछा तेरे को कितना मार्क्स मिलेगा, मैंने इनोसेंटली कहा कितना भी चलेगा, दो चार दस एक दर्जन डोजन, आई मीन इट हार्डली मैटर्स टू मी. एंड द मोमेंट आई आंसर्ड दैट क्वेश्चन, ओ गॉड, शी लॉस्ट इट. उनको हार्ट अटैक, किडनी अटैक, लिवर अटैक, पता नहीं एक साथ कितने मल्टीपल अटैक्स आए, एंड शी वॉज इन्फ्यूरिएटेड, लाल पीली हो गई. एंड लिटिल गिरीश वुड ओनली लव द मदर, मतलब मम्मी से मैं सबसे ज्यादा प्यार करता था. उनकी ये दुर्दशा देखकर मैं घबरा गया, मैंने तुरंत अपना डायलॉग चेंज कर दिया टू मेक हर कंफर्टेबल. मैंने उनको पूछा तेरे को कितना चाहिए, एंड इमीडिएटली शी सेड 100 में 100. स्कूल जाऊं मैं, 8-8 घंटे मरूं मैं, होमवर्क का दर्द सहन करूं मैं, एग्जाम को झेलू मैं, ऊपर से जबरदस्ती ट्यूशन क्लास तुम मुझे भेजती हो वो भी सहन करूं मैं, मार्क्स किसको चाहिए, जोर से बोलिए, कमाल यार, आई मीन व्हाट इज योर कंट्रीब्यूशन. एनीवे, अब उनको चाहिए था, मैंने तो थोड़ा जैसा भी था मस्ती करते करते पढ़ लिया, रिजल्ट भी आ गया. रिजल्ट का दिन मैंने रिजल्ट रिपोर्ट कार्ड बैग में डाला, हमको तो मतलब ही नहीं था, इनको ही चाहिए था. हम खेलते कूदते घर पहुंचे, मम्मी वॉज अगेन शी वॉज इन स्ट्रेस. घर पहुंचा नहीं, उसके पहले मम्मी ने पूछा कितना मार्क्स मिला, मैंने कहा रिपोर्ट कार्ड रखा है तुम देख लो. आई वॉज इंटरेस्टेड इन द कार्टून नेटवर्क, शी वॉज इंटरेस्टेड इन द मार्क्स. मम्मी ने बैग खोल के रिपोर्ट कार्ड देखा, ओ शी हैड अ ट्विंकल इन हर आईज, शी स्माइल्ड एंड वॉज कंप्लीटली रिलैक्स. 75% मार्क्स मिले. पूरा कहानी सुन लीजिए, इतना दर्द हो रहा है मुझे कि बिना जाने आप ताली बजा रहे हो. एक तो मैं अपने दुख भरी कहानी सुना रहा हूं, ताली भी आप बजा रहे हो. दिस इज नॉट डन, लिसन टू इट एंड देन क्लैप. आई मीन व्हाई शी वॉज हैप्पी, बिकॉज शी एक्सपेक्टेड दैट आई वुड फेल, बट 75 वॉज मोर देन एक्सपेक्टेड. शी वॉज सुपर डिलाइटेड. शी वेंट टू द हस्बैंड, सो कॉल्ड डैडी, और उनको उनके पास जाकर के मम्मी, मॉम कहती है मेरा बेटा है. हेलो भैया, मेहनत सारी मैंने की, एंड यू आर टेकिंग द क्रेडिट. ऑफिस में होता है मेहनत मैं करूं क्रेडिट वो, ये सब जाल है, इससे कैसे फ्री होना भारती भाई, थिंक अबाउट इट. अब मजे की बात बता रहा हूं फ्रेंड्स, ठीक है. पापा हैप्पी, मम्मी हैप्पी, गिरीश तो वैसे ही हैप्पी था, हमको मार्क से मतलब ही नहीं था. आफ्टर हाफ एन आवर शी केम रनिंग टू माई रूम एंड गेव मी 2 big tight slap. And I was damn surprised and was not able to figure out, like, problem kya hai yaar, sab to theek chal raha tha. मैंने सीधे दिल्ली में फोन किया, सेंट्रल एजेंसीज का ही हम इस्तेमाल करते हैं, मैंने सीबीआई को कहा भाई आधा घंटे में मेरे को रिपोर्ट चाहिए, ये मार क्यों पड़ी मुझे, एंड दे गेव मी 1000 पेज रिपोर्ट, कंक्लूजन 1 लाइन का था, एंड यू विल बी सरप्राइज टू फाइंड द कंक्लूजन फ्रेंड्स, एंड वी आर स्टिल अ विक्टिम ऑफ इट, हाउ टू बिकम फ्री ब्रदर। मम्मी ने पता है मुझे क्यों दो झापड़ मारा, क्योंकि बाजू वाले राहुल को 90 मिला और मैं एक बिलीफ सिस्टम उसी दिन क्रिएट किया, भारती भाई यू हैव टू फ्री मी फ्रॉम दिस। मैं तुरंत हनुमान मंदिर बाजू में ही था, हनुमान मंदिर में गया, घंटी बजाया और भगवान जी को सोचा था एक नारियल चढ़ाऊंगा फॉर 75, अब दो चढ़ाना पड़ रहा है क्योंकि ये मार अब फ्यूचर में नहीं चाहिए। आई ऑफर टू बिग यू नो कोकोनट और भगवान जी से कहा भगवान जी मुझे मिले या ना मिले, इनके मिलने से ज्यादा दर्द होता है मुझे। ब्रदर क्वेश्चन, आई मस्ट हैव मोर, आई नीड मोर, व्हेन अदर्स गेट मोर, ऊपर ऊपर से कंग्रेचुलेशन सर, बहुत अच्छा सर, आगे बढ़िए सर, अंदर क्या हाल है वो आप सब जानते हैं, ठीक है। ब्रदर हाउ डू आई फ्री माई सेल्फ फ्रॉम दिस बॉन्डेज माइंडसेट, आई नीड मोर इन टर्म्स ऑफ पोजिशन, प्रोजेक्ट, ओवरसीज असाइनमेंट, परफॉर्मेंस अप्रेजल, ग्रेड, मनी, लव, कितना किया मिला क्या, जिंदगी सिर्फ मिलना हो गया है फ्रेंड्स, मिलना और चाहिए, हाउ डू आई ब्रेक इट।
ब्यूटिफुल।
अब मेरे को एक चीज समझ में नहीं आ रहा, ताली किसके लिए बजा रहे हैं, भारती भाई के लिए बजा रहे हैं?
सवाल तो ये है, सवाल पे ही तालियां बज रही हैं यहाँ तो।
तो गिरीश भाई वाई यू गॉट ओनली 75?
ही इज बिहेविंग लाइक माई मदर,
because that's where the problem happens, you know, your mother went and checked the neighbor, you know?
Yeah.
If you got 100, there is no question of comparison, right? So soul autonomy makes you to get 100 actually.
Yeah.
So you are not focused on your autonomy actually at the time.
Absolutely.
You focused on your cartoon actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I was more happy than my mother.
So the problem is basically, this is a comparison, right? We try to compare with respect to others and see whether we are better than others or not actually. So one of the aspect of this soul autonomy is you try to live with your powers first, rather than relying on others' powers and then try to make yourself under struggle, under stress, under pressure. This is naturally happens in the work environment. I think most of you knows that actually, right? And it, most of them it is visible when your appraisal time comes actually. Correct? Somebody gets reward, somebody doesn't get reward, somebody gets the best reward, somebody gets no reward, and then starts all these problems actually. This is a typical thing. I think most of you must be experiencing this in the environment, right? And that is the time you look for where is the next opportunity actually, right? Like you immediately put a paper and look in the notice period what to do next actually. Correct? Is it happening or not actually? Right? So this is basically because you try to set something with you, but the moment you see something different is happening, you are losing your autonomy and you are trying to look for, oh, am I not doing good? Am I inferior to others? Like that you started creating your own waste thoughts, or like yesterday you heard from the session about overthinking, right? So this is the time where your thinking starts much more rate actually, higher spirit starts actually. Then you lose control of yourself completely actually. So soul autonomy generally should make you a mastery of yourself rather than a slavery for others actually then. Here indirectly we are getting into a slavery of others because we get influenced by certain things. Inheriting certain good things is always good for your development. But don't rely on that if you don't have certain things. What we are supposed to do in this autonomy is, I have certain things, right? I have some abilities, I have certain things. Rely on that thing and I can go and I can grow as much as possible. And that is the real satisfaction it goes to give to me. It is going to give to me actually. But if I start comparing, if I start doing something, I'll achieve one milestone, then another guy will come in front of me. Now I'll compare with him actually. Second milestone. How long? It will be never-ending task actually. And that is what is here happening today actually. In my own organization I am seeing now actually. We hire a person, we give him one of the competitive pay for the person actually. Within 6 months he comes and tells me, I am not happy with it actually. Why? Because he is seeing the same level of experience somebody is giving 1.5 times. Very tense actually. The industry is going like anything actually nowadays actually. So what Girish Bhai brought is a very good important thing where we should stop these things first actually. Please be rely on you first, what you are and what you can do, grow with that actually. Never try to compare with this kind of things and then how do I make it, how do I make it? No. It is not going to help you at all actually, definitely. And we are seeing those people who have tried those things and where they are ended up their life now actually. At one point of time they could not able to survive. Because the more you go, the more the pressure also there. People will not give you just like that 1.5 times. And you lost what you want to get it. You lost your own original thing. What for you are earning it actually? To lead a happy life, right? Which is completely will be lost once you go behind this kind of things. It could be anything. It could be a packet or it could be comfort or whatever you want actually then. Try to be with respect to your own abilities, what you have it, grow with that. That gives you 100% satisfaction and 100% a life which is a stable progress it will be actually. Otherwise, one time you will see something is raised, but you will never get the same thing again, and the next time you are definitely going to be dissatisfied for a longer period than remaining satisfied actually. But if you go in this approach with your own things, keep it, don't worry about anybody what is there. If you want to build up a skill, you build up a skill, earn it, grow it actually. If that skill is not for us, leave it. We all have, every soul, every one of us, we know that we all have inherent skills are there with us actually. Use that skill, grow whatever you can do it actually. Never get into comparisons actually. Which is not going to really going to help it actually. Know about what others are doing is good, but staying with those kind of things is not a, or taking that as an input, taking that as something and then struggling yourself to grow is not going to help it actually. Which means you are going to lose your autonomy completely actually. So to retain soul autonomy means maintaining your mastery and take the benefit of it actually of that. There is a wonderful benefits are there when you are remaining in your own autonomy things actually. You know that this is what I have to do and your ability to do that one will be multiplied. You will be free from many waste things what is coming as a side scenes for you when you are doing all these things. You can get rid of all those things completely actually. And you can go in your goal and your target in a planned way and you can set your own milestones and you can achieve it in a defined way those things. And soul autonomy will definitely bring this kind of results. This is our experience also actually. Yeah. Thank you.
Monica Ben, please.
I'd just like to add.
Sorry? Yeah.
ISRO.
Yeah.
ISRO is doing. Yeah. ISRO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, ISRO, see what happened is, I think the question is basically, ISRO is having lot of miracles, but scientists are facing many setbacks. And how you are applying this role into that to overcome that setback actually. Am I correct, brother? Right. So this is the question what he has asked me actually. So the thing is, I want to put it in a slightly different way. in ISRO, basically, in my experience, when we take up a role, we are mostly with passion we do the things. Okay, so there also, we go with what we like to do, right? And the results what we try to achieve it is going to give us so much joy that the small, small things, whatever we see, these things, you know, this is not at all going to be affecting our growth in that actually. Yes, there are packages if you compare it, the same contribution somebody does outside will be multiple times. ISRO may not pay that much because it's a government thing actually, right? But the result what is going to give it, going to benefit so many lakhs and lakhs of people actually, the outcome of that, and that satisfaction, you know, that is going to give you a lot of value what you are doing it actually. And in most of the people, if you talk to them, they feel proud to be in ISRO because the results what is going to come out of it is world class nowadays actually, right? That is why, because ISRO, even though it is a government thing, it is a very unique organization if you ask me actually that way. Because you referred to ISRO, I am just talking about that actually.
Yeah.
But the quality what we are trying to build up based on that is this kind of feeling that this is my passion actually. And I am trying to do that one. The results are wonderful in that actually. If I start comparing it, no, they are getting only this thing, I am getting this, let me do only this much. Definitely I will not achieve it actually. That's
yeah.
a big setback then actually.
Yeah.
So to overcome that, this is how we are going to do the things actually. Then. So setting up internal thing is very important actually. That doesn't, depending on external things and setting your goals actually.
Sister, am I
answering your things?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And with your permission, so when we talk about scientists, right, and the setbacks, how many of us know Thomas Alva Edison? Can we raise our hands? What did he do? Invention of bulb. Yeah? So the bulbs are growing. How many times did he face setbacks? Do we know?
Many times.
Huh? Wow, great, right? So 1,000 probably not to my, but yeah, closer to this, 100 times, right? It was, I think, 100 times as I understand. There was a question, the way this question was posed here, it was similar, a question was posed to Thomas Alva Edison at that point of time. And the answer was, the question was, you were unsuccessful for 99 times. And the answer was, no. I was successful for 99 times because I invented 99 ways of not inventing a bulb.
Yeah.
So, just to that.
Fantastic.
Very rightly said. You see, jo bhaiya bata rahe the, I'll just like to add something to
Did
it.
Did the mic thoda?
We've seen very recently the great resignation. And it has not stopped. It is still continuing. Let us just see it like a very simple, you know, okay, let me just give you a situation. Today, there is an announcement that evening mein koi session nahi hone wala hai. We all are going to go for a picnic. Kaisa idea? Huh? आवाज नहीं आ रही
नहीं कुछ सच है या झूठ है तो हम बताएंगे
पिकनिक पे जाएंगे वहां पे आपका कुछ इंटरेस्टिंग सेशन होगा कुछ मजे करेंगे वील सी द माउंट आबू वील सी लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स आउट देयर कैसा लगता है आइडिया हाँ अच्छा लगता है ओके हम सब इकट्ठे बस में जाएंगे मजे करेंगे नाउ ऑर्गेनाइजर्स एंड गिरीश भाई ने एक नया सजेशन दिया नहीं 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 अभी कोरोना होकर के चुका है हम बस में इकट्ठे नहीं जाएंगे सब अपनी अपनी कार्स में जाएंगे और एक और ट्विस्ट गिरीश भाई ने अभी डाला मेरे कान में आके बताया है कि नहीं सिस्टर हाँ नहीं सिस्टर ऐसे भी नहीं करेंगे हम अपनी अपनी कार्स में जाएंगे लेकिन रेस करते हुए जाएंगे अब कैसा आइडिया हाँ नहीं अच्छा है बुरा है गंदा है नहीं अच्छा है क्यों क्यों क्या अंतर है डिफरेंस क्या है कॉम्पिटिशन स्ट्रेस है और You are losing your comfort zones. Anything else? Sorry? Risk hai. Risk kis cheez ka? Kahin fail na ho jaye. Kahin life mein, achha, okay, race hogi, takleef hogi. You see, that's exactly what is happening. Hum khareedne gaye the khushi,
प्रोफेशन में आए थे शांति के लिए, फन के लिए, मजे के लिए, हमने बना क्या दिया? रेस। तेरे को कितना मिलता है? इसको पर्क दे दिया।
नहीं बताऊंगी।
अच्छा, शी इज नॉट गोइंग टू टेल मी। नो, बट देन आई हैव अ यू नो गुड इंटरेक्शंस विद एचआर एंड आई एम गोइंग टू फाइंड आउट दैट। सो यू सी, वी आर मेकिंग अवर लाइफ एज अ रेस। नाउ बाय सेइंग दैट, जैसे ही लाइफ रेस बनती है, तीन इमोशंस आ जाते हैं हमारी जिंदगी में, जिसको मैं कहती हूं CCJ, कॉम्पिटिशन। जहां कॉम्पिटिशन है वहां कंपैरिजन आएगा, और जहां कंपैरिजन है वहां जेलसी तो है ही। जब ये तीन नेगेटिव इमोशंस हैं, नेगेटिविटी के साथ क्या मैं पॉजिटिविटी क्रिएट कर सकती हूं? कभी भी नहीं। जिंदगी कैसे होगी? पैसा बढ़ रहा है लेकिन खुशी नहीं आ रही है। एंड यू नो वॉट, दिस इज वॉट आई रियलाइज्ड बिफोर स्टार्टिंग माई ऑर्गेनाइजेशन, व्हेन आई वॉज वर्किंग इन इंडस्ट्री फॉर 10 years, एंड देन आई डिसाइडेड टू मूव ऑन एंड स्टार्ट माई ओन एजेंसी 14 years बैक। बिलीव यू मी, दिस वॉज द क्वेश्चन आई केप्ट ऑन आस्किंग माई सेल्फ। मोनिका, ये फैट पैकेज, ये जो बड़ा सा सैलरी पैकेज मिलता है, ये सिर्फ 7 तारीख को एक बार ही आता है, एंड वो भी जाकर के यू नो लाइक अ वेरी ओबीडियंट चाइल्ड आई यूज टू गिव इट टू माई डैड कि इसको आप डिपॉजिट कर देना। लेकिन ऑफिस जाना, उस खुशी को अनुभव करना, पूरे दिन खुश रहना, दैट वॉज अ जर्नी। सो आई थॉट प्रोबेबली मनी इज गोइंग टू बाय मी हैप्पीनेस, यू नो बिगर कार इज गोइंग टू बाय मी हैप्पीनेस। इट डेफिनेटली गॉट मी कम्फर्ट, इट डेफिनेटली मेड मी फील कि मेरा बैंक अकाउंट बढ़ रहा है, बट इट डिडंट बाय मी एनीथिंग विच आई वॉन्टेड। सो आई स्टार्टेड यू नो इंट्रोस्पेक्टिंग माई ओन सेल्फ, दैट खुशी, शांति, शक्ति, दिस इज वॉट आई एम। दीज 7 emotions, दीज 7 ingredients ऑफ सोल आर ऑलरेडी देयर विद इन यू। वी ऑल आर सेल्फ सॉवरन सोल्स बट इन आर ओन कैपेसिटी। सबके पास सेल्फ ऑटोनॉमी है, एज आई सेड बिफोर ऑल्सो, बट इन अवर ओन कैपेसिटी। किसी के पास शांति 50% है, किसी के पास 70% है, सम आर स्टिल स्ट्रगलिंग। किसी के पास खुशी यू नो 80% है, एंड दैट्स यू नो इंक्रीजिंग और डिक्रीजिंग। बट लेट मी टेल यू, एट ब्रह्मा कुमारीज वी आर नॉट एवर्स टू नॉट बींग एस्पिरेशनल, नॉट बींग गुड अचीवर्स, इट ऑटोमेटिकली कम्स टू यू। किसी ने बहुत सुंदर कहा है, जब तक हम यू नो परछाई के पीछे भागते हैं तो हम भागते ही रहते हैं, लेकिन जब हम सूर्य की ओर अपना शक्ल करते हैं ना, फेस करते हैं, तो परछाई की तरह वो पीछे पीछे आती है। तो सक्सेस इज ऑल्सो लाइक दिस, यू कीप रनिंग आफ्टर इट। इतना पैकेज, इतना पैकेज, इतना पैकेज, वो तृष्णा कभी खत्म नहीं होने वाली। बट व्हाइल आई एम डूइंग ऑल दिस इन माई जर्नी ऑफ लाइफ, कैन आई बी हैप्पी? कैन आई बी मोर कंपैशनेट? कैन आई बी यू नो मोर पीसफुल? दैट इज वॉट सोल ऑटोनॉमी रियली मीन्स।
फैंटास्टिक। फ्रेंड्स, एनी क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम द ऑडियंस? एंड आई हैव अ रिक्वेस्ट टू द पैनलिस्ट, वेरी शॉर्ट आंसर्स। ब्रदर, प्लीज 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 प्लीज।
Every time this question of comparison come, I remind myself these 2 lines. समय से पहले, भाग्य से ज्यादा, बोलो किसको मिला है। तेरा है वो तुझे मिलेगा, और न कोई छीन पाया है।
Yeah. First question.
My karma, my result. His karma, his result. There is no comparison. My value system, my principles, my ethics, my way of doing things, my life challenges. Keeping everything in mind, I do something. Whatever I do will come back. There is no competition and comparison. It is a total waste of time.
Thank you. Brother, question. B-
bhai sahab ko mic denge or else you have to increase your volume, brother. We just can't hear you. We'll take only two questions, shortage of time, brother. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Shreyaben, it's a question for you. Real-time scenario, you're speaking for the last 2 days on soul power. Somebody in the audience, I'm asking you, somebody in the audience keeps disturbing you. What will you do? Yeah? Get disturbed. Yeah. So, one person in the participant is asking you questions, disturbing you. What would you do? You will ask him to leave the place. You will allow him to continue disturbing because others want to listen to you. What would be your stand?
If somebody is constantly interrupting,
yeah.
First thing that I keep telling again and again, I will not get disturbed. They are disturbing, no? They are disturbing. I get disturbed when my mind says, ये बहुत disturbing है, ये बहुत interrupt करता है, इनको sense नहीं है, इनको hall में बैठने की sense नहीं है. तो वो इतने disturb नहीं करते हैं actually में, वो इतना interrupt नहीं करते हैं. वो जो बोलते हैं वो इतना impact नहीं देता है. ज़्यादा जो impact करता है, when I start thinking that she is very disturbing or he is very disturbing. Now that doesn't mean that she continues to do what she wants to do. No, that is not right. I take care of myself and I politely tell her once, twice, sister, aise nahi kare, sab disturb ho rahe hain. And then if it's a bigger situation in a company or something, you can take a disciplinary action also. You can tell them to leave the hall. If there is a child who is not able to sit properly, is disturbing everyone, you can kindly, politely even ask them to leave the hall. It is okay. Anything that we do outside which needs to be done. But can we do it with respect? Can we do it with love? Can we do it with kindness? That's it.
Thank
what we God. Have to do, we have to do.
Too good. Brother, yeah. Absolutely fine. Great.
Very interesting one, brother.
Brother, before Monica sister, you take the example of the Brahma Kumaris. From different sectors, different cultures, different languages, different state, we are doing very good. Anyway, very specifically answer the question.
I totally empathize with what you're saying and how I dealt with these things on a regular basis is very simple. You know, 14 years back, when I started this organization and I was sharing with a smaller group yesterday, I was a dyslexic child born to two doctors. People used to make a lot of fun of me. What would you do? How would you do? Kuch bhi nahi aata hai tumhe karna. You know, things like those. Till the time I, you know, accepted it, I was never able to do anything. I was, you know, not flunking, but jaise bhaiya bata rahe the, वो 40-50 में ही मेरा गाड़ी चल रही थी. बट द डे आई गॉट इंट्रोड्यूस्ड विद ब्रह्मा कुमारीज माई जर्नी स्टार्टेड. आई स्टार्टेड वर्किंग अपॉन माई माइंड पावर ऑन माई बिलीफ सिस्टम. स्टार्टेड बिलीविंग नथिंग इज इम्पॉसिबल फॉर मी. एंड द सेकेंड मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट थिंग विच आई टिल डेट प्रैक्टिस इज मेक हिम योर बेस्ट फ्रेंड. मेक हिम योर backbone. And intelligently, when I started the organization, you know, I became the CEO and I made God
the Supreme as the director of my organization. And till date, he is driving me to the righteous direction. I am of a very clear opinion if I do not get a project that was not meant for me. And whatever is there for me, I have to get it. And if I feel something is going wrong, believe you me, that is not the end. The end is yet to happen, which has to be very good for me. The next thing which I also practice is very clearly with my customers, with, you know, constantly keep innovating. Because the next bigger benefit of a meditating personality is you very clean and clear. When you clean and clear and very positive, you're always very creative and constructive. So I keep innovating and constantly coming up with newer ideas. So as an organization, we work like friends, we work like teams with our vendors, customers, and they never treat us like vendors. We work with them as friends, as partners, and till date, you know, the small organization which started with just one or two people today has become a 60-member team. And I isme koi abhi shokti nahi hai, but believe you me, this God
can
team,
we give a big round of applause,
this God team has now working as consultants for multinationals, for government organizations, for Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Vikas Yojana, for NASCOMs of the world, and that's how it is. So my dear, you know, friends, I'm going to tell you, don't get bogged down with what's happening out there. Always remember one thing. I, the soul, I'm using this body as an instrument. This is one thought. So I become very clearly, I delineate myself that I am using this body like a trustee. And if I am his child and it is his organization, so it is for him to decide, and I again become his worthy instrument. So then I start connecting with him and drive his powers. So he's going to drive us to the rightest place. So karan karavan har ki sthiti mein jab hum rehte hain, which is that he is using my instrument and getting the things done, believe you me, things become like a cakewalk.
Thank you, sister. Thank you so much. Brother, I'll answer in two lines. If you operate from a positional leadership, people will follow you because they have to follow you, or else you will chuck them out. You transcend yourself to the soul autonomy. You graduate from a positional leadership to a relationship leadership. People under a relationship leader will follow you because they want to follow you, because I like you, I love you, you pay me, you don't pay me, I'll work for you, because at that level there is an emotional connect. It's not the monetary and the other benefit. I also understand that my organization is in pain because of the external business environment, but I'll understand you. You know why? Because I like you, sir. It's as simple as that. Thank you, sister. The last question. Yeah. Shreya Ben. Fantastic. Okay. Yeah. So Mamma is saying with a lot of positive intent. The question is, how is the son taking it? Is that pressurizing him or is it motivating him? It depends on that individual. So question to Shreya Ben is, the first question is, we are here enjoying the beautiful campus. So she's asking, how is it run and what contribution can they make to be, you know, in some way I can contribute.
Bharati Bhai will be able to answer that better. I don't know much about how the IT wing is doing it. She's asking about the voluntary contributions for the IT wing. Is it for the IT wing you are asking?
Yeah, to the organizers.
Yeah,
Yeah, you are most welcome. And you will get to know the details about whatever you want to do it through our IT office actually. We have a plan is there and we have a method is how to do the things. That I will give you. But I think your question is how these vibrations you are getting. Is it something you are asking for it?
So that is
okay. That is answered actually. Yeah. And you are most welcome to do the seva whatever way you feel actually. Yeah.
So friends, any contribution you can contact the IT office. You willingly, because so much of expense is borne by the organization, with a good intent you want to contribute, you can meet the volunteers in the IT office, you can ask them, they'll tell you the methodology. Yeah? Chaliye. Thank you so much, friends. Can we give a big round of applause to our honorable, wonderful panelists? Thank you so much to Satripti, Monica Ben, Shreya Ben, Bharti Bhai for that beautiful interaction. We'll sit in silence for a minute and then maybe break for lunch and meet post lunch. Thank you. Om Shanti. Meditation ke baad, then people can. Meditation ke baad aap mil lijiye backstage.
सिखलाता है।